Well, James was an academic. He was a university administrator. He was the provost of King's College, Cambridge, for much of his professional life. And he was also the great manuscript scholar of his generation. And I think he'd be quite surprised if he knew now that 100 years later, it was his ghost stories that he was best remembered for, because for him, they were very much, I think, a kind of entertainment. Well, you might think of them as a byproduct of his scholarship, but he mostly saw them as an entertainment, and an entertainment with a particularly ritualistic quality about it. King's College is very famous, and the King's College Chapel is very famous for its Festival of Nine Lessons and carols, its Christmas Eve service. And after the service, the fellows and provost and scholars of the college would go to high table and have their Christmas Eve dinner. And after that, a select few of James's colleagues and some students, and also some friends, ex-students and former colleagues, would retire to the provost's lodge. And it was getting close to midnight now, and they would be drinking sherry or port, and the provost himself would disappear off into his room, and frantic scribbling would be heard, and then he would come in as close to midnight as he could make it and extinguish all of the candles but one, and sit by the fire and read his latest ghost story to his small select audience. And this became an ongoing Christmas ritual. Ghost stories have been very closely connected with Christmas. It's the winter solstice. It's the time when the nights are longest. It's the time when the spirits walk abroad. And especially since Dickens was an enormous influence on James, wrote Christmas Carol and his other Christmas ghost stories. The connection between Christmas and the ghost story or the supernatural had begun to be cemented in the 19th century imagination. And so James was very much a participant in this kind of Christmas ritual. And every so often he would be persuaded by his listeners and his friends to collect the ghost stories together into a slim volume every 10 years or so. And so arrived the collected ghost stories.